Embrace your dependence on God, knowing He provides for all your needs. Understand your purposeful existence, realizing you are part of a greater plan. Feel the imminence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise God, praise God. Look, this is the seventh day of January. Amen. How are we doing? How are we doing? Listen, you should be jumping for joy. You should be praising God. Why? Because this is, He's already spoken. You already know what He spoke about 5785. He said, 5785 would be your season of multiplied and abundant grace, according to Romans chapter 5. Amen. Let me grab my iPad real quick. Be right back. Sorry about that. I'm not in my normal element. I'm out here doing and walking in the grace of God in God's perfect timing for this season. He says, to everything, there is a season and a time, to every purpose, listen, to every purpose under the heaven. Now, in Romans chapter 5, here's what you got to understand. Romans chapter 5, here's what he said. Verse 20, he says, moreover, the law entered that the offense or sin might abound. But where sin abounded, grace, God's supernatural empowerment, His supernatural presence and favor on your life to do what He called you to do, grace did much more of. And what you got to understand that in this season, no matter what last year, the last 5 years, whatever it looked like, you're in a new season. It's going to be a season that you're going to abound. And that means to be abundantly furnished with, to overflow, to furnish one richly, and to be abundantly furnished, okay? So this is going to be the season. Now I want you to get this in your spirit. Listen, you must accept yourself. This grace of acceptance, you must understand that God created you to do a purpose. And your purpose, listen, is going to solve a problem in the earth. It might not be worldwide. It could be right there in your home or in your community or in the wherever your workplace or your business or ministry is. But according to Ephesians chapter 1, he said, I think starting around verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, empowered us to prosper and be successful with all, take this out, here's the power of all, with all what? Spiritual blessings. In God's kingdom, it works by spirit first, then the natural. Come on now. Are you getting this? Ah, glory. It works by spirit first, then the natural. Did you catch that? Okay, I'm going to say it one more again. It works by spirit first, then the natural, okay? With all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Why? Because the Bible says we sit with Christ in heavenly places. Oh, come on now. Now it says, you were chosen according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be what? That we should be what? That we should be what? I want you to get this. that we should be holy and without blame, okay, before him in love. The Bible says love covers a multitude of sins, okay? So I want you to, I really want you to get this in your spirit right now. Our glory, this is what's happening. Then it says, having predestined, here's the kicker right here. Having predestined us, having predestined beforehand, having predestined us by unto the adoption of children. Okay, so you're not just anyone, you are a child of God. Having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Now listen, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Did you catch that? You were accepted. You are already accepted. Come on now. Did you get that? You're already accepted. There's nothing that you have to do to be accepted. You're already accepted. Come on now. Type that right now. Type, I am accepted. I receive it. It is so. Come on now. Woo, are you getting this right now? You are already. And that's what he wants us to get into our spirit today. That there's nothing that you can do to get this grace. It was already given to you. Okay, but you have to activate it, turn it on, and walk in it. You are, you have been graced by God. I'm just sharing this. Now listen, you have to bear with me because I don't have all my technology tools that I normally have when I'm at home because I'm right here working on this next section of the grace of God in my life, the grace of going to get a Master of Fine Arts, an MFA, so that way I can take our glory, the purpose of God, to the next level. I can embrace. See, you can't embrace the next level until you first embrace the grace that comes with that level. Oh, I want somebody to get this today. Woo, my God. Okay, so now, our glory. So we are in this time and season of multiplied and abundant grace. We're walking under the grace of acceptance, okay? We have been accepted. There's nothing that we can do to be more accepted, okay? Our glory, we just have to walk. Now listen, the key is going to be in this season that you walk in the purpose. You seek God. See, why? Because, well, let's go here. Romans chapter 8, okay? Okay, Romans chapter 8. Okay, high glory. Let me just put this in here in the comments here. Now listen, share the broadcast. Let your people know. Romans chapter 8, about verse 28, okay? I'm trying to send this out here on my phone to everybody. Amen. Listen, Romans chapter 8. Now listen, I said you've already been accepted. You have a predestined. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. There, God has already mapped out your course. And all we have to do, listen, is follow the path. Oh my gosh. All we have to do, I'm going to say it again, is follow the path. Follow the path. Come on, I'm going to say it one more again. All you have to do is follow his path that he's already walked out for you. Amen. Here we go. Romans chapter 8. I want you to check this out. Let me get back over here to see who's on with me there. Romans chapter 8. Let me type this in. Romans chapter 8. I want you to see that this is what I'm showing you in the word. Look, it says in Romans chapter 8. It says, starting in verse 28, he says, and we know all things. Come on now. Now listen, he didn't say that they were going to feel good, but he says, we know all things work together for good. to them. Now, here's where you are. I'm going to put this little banner up right here, okay? Okay. To them that love God, to them who are the called, okay? He didn't just say called. He said the called, specific. You are the called according to his purpose. And whom he did foreknow, he predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son. So this predestination, as you're walking, as you're going down the path of purpose, you are being shaped and molded more into the image of sonship. Oh, my God. Woo! Moreover, verse 30, who he did predestinate, he also called. You are the divinely selected and appointed of God. And whom he called, he justified. And whom he justified, he glorified. And what shall we say then? If God be for us, who can be against us? This is what you're headed for in 2025. Come on now. Come on. It's your time in 2025. Okay. I don't like to do no slogans or anything, but I'm going to say it like that again. It's your time in 2025. I'm going to say it. Can I say that one more again? It's your time in 2025. You're going to reach everything that God ordained for you to reach. You're going to accomplish things that you didn't even know that, first of all, that you had in you. This is why it's the grace. The grace activates what's in you. The Bible says in Luke chapter 17 that the kingdom of God is within you. Come on now. It's within you. Hey, glory. See, I'm trying to get this into you right now. This grace, this empowerment, this spiritual blessing from God that leads and guides you and directs you down the path of righteousness. He says, this is going to propel you. Ha, glory. It's going to propel you. It's going to propel you to greatness. Come on now. I'm going to say it again. This is going to be the season that you activate your greatness within you. Come on now. Someone type, I'm great. It is so. Come on now. This is not some arrogance thing. You're walking in what God already said. Good morning, Quinteros. So listen, as we're going, okay, as we're walking this path, 2025 is the season that you are anointed now. And this is where we're going to be at. You are anointed with God's divine grace, okay? Out of 1 Samuel chapter 16. I want you to write that scripture down. Well, actually, write down 1 Samuel 16. I want you to read the whole chapter in this season. You must understand what's coming your way. David at 17, the lowliest, he said that the last shall be first, okay? And the first shall be last. Understand, this is your season that you're going from the bottom to the top. You're going from debt to debt freedom. Debt's canceled. Debt's eliminated. You're going from not enough to more than enough. You're going from sickness and disease to divine health, prosperity, peace, and joy in spirit, soul, and body, as well as financial. This is your season. You've been anointed. I'm going to say it again. You've been anointed with God's grace. Let's go here. And we're going to read a couple of verses. Then we're going to pray. And I got to get ready for class. Amen. First Samuel. Chapter 16. Amen. Let's go here. 1 Samuel chapter 16. Well, now someone type, I receive it. It is so. Let's see what it says in 1 Samuel chapter 16. And for time's sake, we're going to start at verse 11. Please, though, if you didn't watch Sunday morning, you have to go back and watch it. God broke something open. Okay. Okay. 1 Samuel chapter 16, starting at verse 11. It says, and Samuel said to Jesse, are here all your children? He said, there remaineth the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. Now, the reason why this is so significant, okay? Is a shepherd in that time and season was the lowliest. It was the bottom of occupations you could have. A shepherd, a pastor. Okay, he said, woo. He says, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keeps the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him. I'm prophesying to you now. Someone is sending. They're fetching. They're searching you out. Woo, and they're not going to sit until you come into their presence. Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down until he comes hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ready. Ready, which means skinny, small, puny. And with all of a beautiful countenance. But he was handsome, okay? He was handsome. Okay, come on now. And goodly to look at. And the Lord said, now, he doesn't look like a soldier. He doesn't look like a warrior. He doesn't even have the stature of a king. This is people who underestimated you. I'm prophesying to you right now. People who underestimated you are going to come back and bow down before you and repent. Glory. And the Lord, and he said, and a goodly to look at. And the Lord said to Samuel, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Now, tell me something. If Samuel was standing, why would God have to say, arise? He said, we're not going to sit down until he comes. But he was talking about in the spirit, raise your spiritual expectation to the next level, because I need that next level for you to impart this next level in his life. And Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him. Ah, glory. This word anointed in the Hebrew is the mashak of God, which means to smear, to spread a liquid, to consecrate, glory, to set apart, okay? He took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his family, in the midst of his brethren, and in the midst of the people. And listen, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. And Samuel rose up and went back to Ramah, but the Spirit left Saul. So listen, in this time and season of your life, God is going to anoint you with the grace for this season. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Father, you said, ha, glory. I wish above all things that you may as prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Ha, glory. Listen, in order to receive the harvest of this season, you got to sow seed. This is why the Bible says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Okay, everything in God's kingdom is built on sowing seed, reaping a harvest. So now, I want you to get your seed ready. Okay, I want you to sow your seed. You can either sow it into the ministry using the PayPal, Restore an MIINTL, or you can use your smartphone and do the QR code right there. You can use the church Zelle and go from your bank account into the ministry bank account using our Gmail at restoredmintl@gmail.com. Amen. Now, the second way of sowing is you sow the teruma, and that's when you sow it directly into the hand of the priest, according to Ezekiel 44:30. And he says that the oblation or the teruma shall be the priest. You shall give the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, would speak or cause the blessing to rest in your house. See, when you give it to the hand of the priest, I am the priest, of this ministry. Amen. When you put it directly into my hand, then what you're doing is you're opening the mouth of God through the priest, and the priest speaks the blessing. High glory. Woo of the Lord. And God honors the voice of the priest. Sow your seed. Father, we thank you. You said, given it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give unto their bosom. Father, I speak that this season, this will be the season that they're anointed with God's divine grace. They're going to be smeared. They're going to be covered. They'll be submerged. Oh, totally. Woo, my God, with the grace of the divine grace of God. And Father, they're going to multiply, increase. They're going to be healed, saved, and delivered in Jesus' name. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss the broadcast this week. It's your time. It's your season of divine grace. Be blessed.